Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. Greg, you and John Siegley yesterday talked about storylines for Carolina football heading into preseason camp. And there's a lot of stuff going on off the field. But let's talk on the field. And in a perfect world for Carolina football, the quarterback battle would be a number one, the only storyline that most of the people would talk about. Nathan Elliott or Chaz Surratt, your thoughts on that battle heading into preseason camp?
Well, I think this is the classic quarterback battle. And what I mean by that is, you know, Nathan Elliott is a guy who's a year older than Surratt. He's been around the program. He understands the offense. And Surratt is a young guy who they didn't think was going to be ready last year. And we kind of saw that play out on the field. But he has an incredible ceiling. He's a very athletic kid, got a pretty good arm. And so it's, okay, do you go with the veteran guy who's probably a better leader? Or do you go with the more talented option, got more upside, and maybe can help you win some games with both his arm and his legs? And I think that's really what we're going to have to see in training camp, because in spring ball, we were told early in camp, Nathan Elliott kind of had stepped ahead, and then some things changed. And in the second half of spring practice, here comes Chaz Surratt. And so if you look to last year, Surratt was really good early when he was competing with Brandon Harris. And then when the injuries mounted, things got really tough for him. And the team really faltered and really struggled late in the year. And then in comes Nathan Elliott against Miami, kind of rejuvenates the offense. Everybody kind of rallies around him. And so which guy takes that step forward in training camp? You know, can Chaz become a better leader? Can he become more proficient in the offense? And can Nathan Elliott kind of make up for some of his athleticism lacks in terms of, compared to Chaz? And so I think those are the things we're going to be watching. And that's going to be very important as we get close to that September 1 kickoff date against Cal.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the position group that I think makes all the difference in the world for the offense, regardless of who's starting at quarterback.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.